I'm Paul Foster for this week's More to the Story on WNCW. My guest is from the Smoky Mountain News, journalist Corey Valancourt. They cover Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well during these unusual times, and we wanted to talk with you to talk about what's been going on there in Haywood County and the entire region that Smoky Mountain News covers. So, as we know, as of Monday afternoon, the state went under Governor Cooper's stay-at-home orders. How are things there?
Well, many of the counties that we cover, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, Swain, the Qualla boundary, and we even dip into Buncombe and Cherokee, Clay, and Graham counties as well, they've all pretty much fallen in line with what the governor's done. You know, a number of our counties started to declare states of emergency back towards the middle of March. Haywood County did it March 15th. Jackson County did it March 16th. The Harrah's Cherokee Casino Resorts closed March 18th. So we've been kind of following along in the footsteps of national and state officials, probably like everybody else in North Carolina.
What about confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the area that you folks report to?
Well, that's a tough issue. We've had several cases further out west, but they're not attributed to North Carolina or those counties because they were part-time residents or travelers who had simply passed through the area. But other than that, Haywood County has no confirmed cases. I think some of the counties further north and east of us, you know, most of western North Carolina has largely been spared. But that doesn't mean it's not coming. It just means that there haven't been any confirmed right now. However, statistically, there are probably cases everywhere that we don't know about.
Yeah, very good point, Corey. What would you say has been something that has hit residents as tough as anything during this unprecedented health crisis we're going through?
Well, here in the West, including Asheville, we're all largely based on tourism, especially so when you get west of Asheville. And so when the federal government closed the Great Smoky Mountains National Park facilities, that hit pretty hard. But I think prior to that, Governor Cooper's March 17th order to end sit-down service at bars and restaurants really hit our economy hard because, as you probably know, the craft beer movement is really big out here and it draws a lot of people. We have a lot of fine restaurants and some really quaint little towns like Silva and Waynesville that are basically just a string of bars and restaurants. And so that hit really hard. And then when further restrictions came down last week, you had all the other non-essential businesses, places like jewelry stores, and you know, we have a burgeoning custom furniture market here, Live Edge coffee tables and things like that. Those places are now closed. And so pretty much everything Western North Carolina is known for has been suspended or interrupted. Well, I think the first and probably most prominent is Haywood County Schools. I forget the date. I want to say it was around March 16th or 17th. Haywood County Schools started to distribute school breakfast and lunches to anyone under 18 who wanted them. They don't have to be students at a particular school or even students in the Haywood County Public School System to take advantage of that. So they had started to dispense an awful lot of meals, and then a week later, they ramped it up and they began delivering meals by bus along the normal school route at the normal school bus stops. And so it's really heartbreaking to think that the closure of schools, the unanticipated effect was lots of kids aren't going to eat. So this has exposed a lot of, I think, flaws in our current system and our current society that we don't often think about. You know, many children go to school and those are the only meals they may eat all day. And that's just, as I said, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I've talked about that with so many other reporters and folks in general. That is certainly something that we don't think about enough, is that hot meal, that breakfast and lunch, maybe the only food some of those children get when they're away from home by being at school. You're listening aboard to the story from WNCW. My guest is Corey Valancourt, a familiar name, joining us again. He's a part of Smoky Mountain News. Corey, another interesting story that you wrote about was this call for Medicaid expansion in the state.
That's right. Just yesterday, 15 candidates and elected officials from across the region came out and said that we need Medicaid expansion now more than ever. North Carolina is one of just 14 states that has chosen not to expand. The federal government would pick up 90% of the tab of that expansion population, and that would cover an estimated 400,000 or 500,000 people in North Carolina that don't currently have health care. Now, none of this is really new for these candidates. Most of them have been campaigning on this for a while. Joe Sam Queen, our elected state representative here, has been talking about this for 2 or 3 years now. And of course, it's the reason Governor Cooper has vetoed the state budget, is he's demanding Medicaid expansion. Republicans don't want to go along with that. And thus far, they have not been able to override that budget veto. And so 9 months after the legal deadline, North Carolina still has no state budget. And that's a showdown over Medicaid expansion.
Asking you as a reporter, how have things changed for you and your colleagues there? Thinking of a couple of them we talk to from time to time, be it Holly, Garrett. How would things differ for you guys as you go about reporting and doing your daily job?
Well, it's probably impacted Garrett K. Woodward the most. All of the arts and entertainment stuff that he writes about regularly, and he's a fantastic writer, extremely knowledgeable, all of those things have been canceled. And so right now, we don't have much of an arts and entertainment section in the paper because there's nothing to write about. Holly's outdoors stuff, more and more people are seeking outdoor activity as a relief from this self-isolation that we're all practicing. But again, with the closure of certain park facilities, it's become difficult to kind of go out there and do your normal thing. As far as I'm concerned, being the government reporter and mostly a news guy, it's a weird dialectic because you've got stuff flying at your head every hour on the hour, major stuff. I mean, the pace of this thing has just been insane. But then on the other side of that, most of my government meetings have been canceled or they're being held remotely. I can't go and talk to these elected officials face-to-face like I normally like to do. But then another interesting twist is you can reach almost anybody on the phone right now because everybody's sitting at home.
So true. And one thing about it, especially on the end of things, for you in particular, there's going to be some kind of a story to write. It just may be that, like you said, it's going to be through texting, email, and hopefully at least a phone conversation, not the face-to-face that so many of us are accustomed to. Corey Valancourt, always good to check in with you about what's going on in the area that Smoky Mountain News covers. We thank you so much for your time. Wish you and your colleagues safe health in the days to come.
Thanks, Paul. And we're all very appreciative of the work that you all are doing. The music in the afternoons and evenings with Joe and the rest of the guys is keeping a lot of us sane right now. So you all stay safe and you keep doing what you're doing because, as far as I'm concerned, WNCW is an essential service.
We feel the same way. Thank you, Corey Valancourt, the Smoky Mountain News, our guest on this week's More to the Story from WNCW and also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.